I'm about to take you on a guided orientation exercise. So to start this, you can be sitting in a comfortable chair, preferably something that's got a back support, not necessary, but just so that you're not having to hold yourself up with lots of muscular effort. However, if you're feeling a little anxious today, a little unsettled, then I'll actually encourage you to maybe even stand up or to sit a little more erect without the rest on your back, without a backrest. So you have to choose your own adventure for this one. Really listen and feel. If you're pretty calm, pretty relaxed, chilled out, then use a comfortable chair that you can really sink into. But if there's a little bit of heightened energy running through your system, then I'll encourage you to sit a little more upright in a chair or a stool, or even stand up. The other option is you could sit on the ground, upright, cross-legged, so that you're having to support yourself a tiny bit. So there's no absolute rule. So just feel, how would you like to rest? And throughout this, you can change this. You could stand up, you could sit down. And just as you listen to my words, start to notice. Just start to notice what you're pressed up against. What parts of your body touch either an object, such as the chair, or the ground? If you're listening to this outside, are you against a park bench, or are you on some grass or dirt? Maybe it's pavement. So become familiar with that which is supporting you. And really feel it. Direct your attention, guide your attention to what is actually supporting you. And the purpose of this guided orientation is so that you don't have to think too much about what it is that you're doing. I'm kind of doing the thinking for you. So notice the environment. Notice the support from the environment. Are your eyes open or closed? And right now, feel what's most comfortable for you. What's more familiar? And if your eyes are open or closed, either way, still feel what is around you. It might mean that you even feel the chair that you're on to feel that it's solid and supportive. Maybe it means if you're standing up, feeling the ground, bending over, just touching it. If your eyes are open, does seeing this object help? And really, see with your senses. So you're going to see with your eyes, sight. But if your eyes are closed, you can still see. You can still sense. Someone who doesn't have vision can still sense their environment. They have a much more heightened sense of their environment from a tactile and kinesthetic sense. They sense where their body is in space really well. But that doesn't mean that we can't cultivate that as well, even with our eyes closed, and even if we have perfect sight. And then just come back to your position. And just start to notice your breath. And have you noticed it at all throughout the first few minutes of this? And can you simply pay attention to your breathing without changing it? I would say 9 times out of 10 when I say those words in a class that I'm teaching or with a client that I'm working with privately, I say it because they're not breathing, or their breath is incredibly constricted, or it's incredibly forced. How is it possible to just notice how your breath naturally, spontaneously occurs in this very moment? So orient to your breath. So now orient to your breath, your breathing. And can you focus on just simply it as it comes in and goes out? And if you're in a fairly relaxed state, if you're in a fairly what we would call ventral vagal state, which is the portion of the parasympathetic nervous system that allows us to engage with the world and others and gives us a sense of calm, it would mean that you can really hear my words and be present to this recording, be present to your own body. If you're in that very easy state, very little depth should be happening with your breath. It should be very minimal, because you're not in an active state. You're not doing jumping jacks or running or doing housework. You're more in this parasympathetic, easy, resting state. Now, of course, if there's a part of you that has a little bit of alertness, that feels a little on edge, feels like, God, I should be doing something else right now. I should be doing this. I got to do this. That will take you out of this capacity to orient properly, orient to yourself, to your environment. So I'll really encourage you to give yourself the permission to take the time to really just sit here. And it won't be a huge amount of time, but just enough to orient back to your environment, the support of the chair or the ground, feeling it, noticing your breath coming and going, and imagining that you've got all the time in the world right now to just be. And as you notice your breathing, what's supporting you, just start to pay attention to what you see around you now. So bring your focus to the external world a little more. And if you were to start in such a way that your head is in what you feel is a neutral position looking forward, just notice that position of your head. Where your eyes look. Are they looking more down? Are they looking up? And just begin by doing a small movement. And when I mean small, I mean quite small. Almost millimeters or centimeters, or for the imperial people listening, half of an inch. Just a small little movement to turn and look into one direction. I will have you choose this direction. So just feel, what is the most spontaneous direction that your head and your eyes and your neck would move to if it were to? And then go ahead and do that. And I'm doing this along with you. So as I do that, my head is spontaneously drawn to turn to my right. And you probably didn't hear it, but is the moment I broke my focus away from the microphone that I'm speaking into right now, recording this, there was a spontaneous breath that came through me without me having to force it. So just explore this. And if it's hard to figure out what a millimeter or a centimeter or half an inch is, just know that it's small. If turning your head to the right 90 degrees would mean looking completely to your right in the direction that your shoulder is pointing, then it would be an eighth of that, or a 16th. And you continue to explore this turning of your head to the direction that you are choosing to go, and pick one direction. Really resist the urge to compare. It's not about stretching or increasing range of motion, although that can be a byproduct of this guided orientation with the head and the neck and the eyes. But let's not worry about how far you can look. Let's just feel and pay attention to the quality of the movement and how your breath comes in and out. And that first thing, how the chair or the ground is supporting you. So keeping connected with your body and its relationship to the ground. So as you go to your direction that you've chosen, just start to, A, pay attention to that direction. So this might be something interesting to just remember for future, because it might change. Just feel that little movement. And by the way, as you do this, you're going a little bit and then you're coming back just as slowly. And then you wait for a moment, a pause, a breath, and then you start to turn again. And you feel if there's any areas that get sticky or maybe tight or feel like there's a restriction. And rather than going into them and trying to stretch it out, you pause at that moment of tension. So you pause at that moment of tension and you wait and you feel if it shifts or changes. You feel if there's any emotion or any image or a memory or a thought that comes up. There might be, there might not be, but I just give that to you as something to know as a possibility. So you're going to the direction you're turning in, feeling if there's any tensions. Waiting, and if the tensions go away, if they are there, you then continue a little further to your direction, feeling the head move in space. If there aren't any tensions, you come back to the center and you make it even more attentive. You really feel, how is your head moving? Is it, where is your nose in relationship to your neck? Is your face a little pointed down? Is it pointed up more to the ceiling or the sky? and you experiment, like, what would it be like if I dropped my head down a little, or what would it be like if I had my head up a little? So it's a very curious, gentle exploration of the movements of your head, your neck, obviously, the upper part of your spine, and maybe even bring your hands up to your throat gently, gently, your jaw bone, your mandible as it's called, and then trace your fingers to the back of the neck, feel the back of your skull, your hair, if you have hair, your ears. Just familiarize yourself and feel your head, your neck, the skin of your fingers touching the skin of your cheeks. And just feel, what would it be like to even guide your head with your hands just to touch? There's no right or wrong way to do this, by the way. The key is that you're doing it with attention, gentleness, like as if you were touching a very delicate rose petal. Don't want to crush it. And then let your hands come away from your face and just come back to your center. If you need to reposition your feet or your legs or change your body position, go ahead. Go ahead, do that. And then explore the other direction. So for example, for me, it was more naturally spontaneous today, on this day, to explore and start to move my eyes and my head and my neck to the right. For you, it might be the same or different. So see what it would be like now to go the other direction, to start to turn and look. And if your eyes have been closed, I will encourage you now to have them open. And just start to feel, as you turn your head and your neck and you look to your right, what do you see? I see a few books. I see a picture of a Star Wars painting. And you just see whatever it is you see. Maybe it's a wall with white paint, or a window, or a tree, or the kitchen countertop. You just orient to these objects, to these things in your external, but you feel your own sense of comfort, feeling if there's any tensions that come. And if you feel the tension in the neck or in the eyes or in the breath, especially that, if you feel that your breath all of a sudden stops, that is your light. That's the red light saying pause right there and go back a little bit. And then go into it a little bit. This is something that takes practice. So this is might be your first time experimenting with such small, delicate, attentive, awareness-based movements that don't really have a prescription of do this first and then this and then this. It's a little bit that way, but you're really just exploring how your head can move and see your environment, how you can orient to the world outside, and your breathing. And how far can your head turn? It's not a matter of how far necessarily, but the smoothness. As you go to this other direction, pausing where you might feel tension, waiting, maybe backing it off by a few centimeters or coming back to neutral and then restarting the process of very slow. This isn't something that would be turning to the left and to the right and to the left and to the right. It's not like you were saying no to someone. It's as if you're scanning a beautiful, beautiful vista or a really large painting, and you're looking at every single detail of color and texture and shape. And you take the time to feel in yourself the quality of sensation, any emotion, your breath, making sure that your feet are there under you, or your pelvis is sitting if you're sitting on the chair. At times, slowing something down this much when there's been history of trauma, abuse, accidents that involve the head and neck, I will admit, can be frightening. Maybe even feel like it brings up some nausea or some sickness. And if something like that is coming up, this is where you really want to really come back to your feet, come back to your pelvis, come back to the room, open your eyes, stand up even if you're not, and really see where you are and know that you're here. You're not in that accident or in that awful situation or whatever it might be. And some of you might not be having anything come up. You might feel, this is no big deal. I actually feel nothing. And when I say feel nothing, that you have no quality, no feeling of sensation. There's no noticing of what's happening or changing in your breath. Maybe your mind is completely being hijacked by thoughts. Your attention keeps going to other things. I can't be 100% sure, but when there's difficulty sensing the environment under you and sensing the turning and not even knowing if you're slowing it down or not, that's sometimes a sign that you're in a little bit of that freeze state, a bit of a shock state. And again, that doesn't mean that you're broken or something, you know, that you can't, that you're not okay. It's just that's where your physiology is. And by having a little more of this guided orientation, we're hopefully chipping away at letting some of that frozen stuckness, let's call it, shift a little. And then just again, with a little bit of that information that I just gave you, what have you been doing with those words? Have you stopped and taken a breath or a rest? Have you gotten up and walked around? Or are you just attentively still exploring these movements of the head, the neck, the eyes, the attention to the external, and the attention to your internal world via your breath? See what it's like to move fully to the left and then to the right, or to the right and to the left, whichever is more natural to start out. Slowly, again, like you were scanning a vista or a beautiful painting, but your vista right now is what you have in front of you. So you slowly scan and see. And stopping, I will urge this. It's not about overriding the tensions. It's about waiting at the tensions where they come up, sensing the rest of your body. You might need to readjust, and then you continue. Or you go back to the center and you go the other way. Feeling your hands. Can you feel your fingers and know that they're there? Is there tension in your wrists or your jaw? So bring attention to a little more detail of the body, the jaw, the wrists, the fingers, your shoulders, your belly. Has it been tight this entire time? Or has it been free to relax? So taking these principles and these ideas of orienting, a guided orientation, which is what this is, can you imagine practicing this a little bit on your own, whether it's outside actually seeing a beautiful vista or a lake or a park or a beautiful building or something like that, or if you've got a nice painting or some plants or a garden? What comes to mind? Where would be a great place to just sit and guide yourself through a little bit of an orientation exercise like this? Slowly. My favorite place is to go into the trees and into the woods where there's lots of moss and big cedar trees, as I have the fortune of living near those. And just to stand in the middle of the trail and not worry about people running by me and just get out of the way, obviously, but to feel my feet on the ground and to just slowly see, really see the beauty and feel my response to that beauty. I'll end it now, end the lesson right now, but know that this is a guiding lesson. It can be done at any time. And to start to find ways to do this on your own in your day, even though this was about 30 minutes long, even if it's just 5 minutes or 2 minutes that you do this, it makes a difference. You're coming back to yourself, back to your body, back to your breath, back to your environment, back to the support of the ground under you, and back to just being in your current state. And to switch it up, whether you sit, whether you stand, you could experiment and try with lying down on the floor or carpet. Thanks for listening.